Welcome back to the BSU Gymnasium. Kelly Schultz alongside the head coach of the BSU Beaver men's basketball team, Mike Boshi. Congratulations, a great big weekend for both Beaver basketball teams, but you guys come away with two big wins here as you wrap up the regular season. You guys had a lead on Duluth like by 14 points there at one point. They made it interesting there at the end. What was going right?
There was a lot of it was us too, you know. If we can't make our free throws the bonus situations, it makes it easier for them. But they're a good basketball team. They're like fifth in the region or sixth in the region, and for a reason. They got a lot of talented players, and if we can't take care of our own business, they'll come back on us. And fortunately enough, we made enough plays to get a win.
Well, you certainly made a lot of those three-point plays. That made the game very exciting, and you could feel the energy being absorbed by your players with the crowd going crazy after a couple of those three-point shots were made. And John Morgan, what a night to celebrate senior night for him.
Yeah, he was pretty special, and that's what we were hoping for him. If we had him for the whole year, but he was out for 2 months. But we're getting old Ja back, and obviously makes us a much better basketball team.
Defensively, coming out of this game, what is it that your team learned maybe that you'll take into playoffs?
You know, we're just competing right now. I mean, obviously we're not making as many mistakes. We've grown a lot defensively throughout the year. We were pretty good early, and we had a stretch in the middle. I think with all the injuries that we weren't very good, but now we're getting back to playing really good defense. And, you know, we're one of the best offensive teams in the country. You know, there's about 400 Division II teams, and we're up there in the top 15 or so, and Duluth's right there with us. So we're both a really hard guard. And especially early on, it was a struggle for both teams to score, but as the game wore on, I think both of us started to open it up a little bit, and both teams started making a lot more threes. And usually when you're playing good defense, that's your Achilles heel a little bit, because teams can't get in the paint as easily, so they have to shoot threes. But and then both teams were knocking them down. So it was a great atmosphere, a great game.
You started off the game. They were up 9-0. They went on that run. What adjustments did you have to make to get some scoring on your end?
Well, we needed to settle down a little bit, first of all. But, you know, they were doing some things that we knew they were going to do, and we tried to show our guys how we wanted to attack them, but we weren't executing it very well. And but, you know, started to make some plays. And, again, the more plays you make, the more things get a little bit easier, and I think that happened for both teams.
Well, I like how your team played as a whole. You got points from just about everywhere. Where Duluth, they really relied on just one or two players here tonight. Talk about what that balance means going into the postseason.
Well, it just, again, makes you very difficult to prepare for. You have, obviously, Thompson's playing really well inside, and you got to be able to take care of him. And Ja is such a facilitator and capable scorer, so you got to figure out ways to handle him. And then Max has proven to be a very good player in our league. And, again, you got to figure out ways on how you want to defend him. And then Nick Wagner still has his best basketball ahead of him. But he can go off at any point. So we've got good balance. It's a good way to play basketball. And, you know, I'm thankful that we have, you know, some good guys out there that are playing for us.
Well, you're not sure where you're going to play as of yet. It's going to take the league a little bit to figure out the seedings. But do you have any hopes of where you'd like to play, who you'd like to play?
No, not really. I mean, it's still about us. I think no matter where we go, it's going to be a difficult game. And if we were fortunate to win that one, it's going to be a very difficult game coming up after that one. And so we just got to take it one game at a time and, again, try to play as good as basketball as we can, give our chance to keep moving on here. And, you know, I guess it's not quite March yet, but it's getting close.
It was senior night here. I know most of us only know about the two seniors that are listed on the roster, but I saw Zach Baumgartner down there with your senior class. Is he?
Yeah, he's a senior academically. He only has 6 credits left, and you know, with the stage of his life and what he has in front of him, is just the best scenario for him and how he wanted to move forward. So we wish him nothing but the best for his 4 years of great intensity and enthusiasm for Beaver basketball.
And then, of course, Logan Bader, besides John Morgan, the other two. Obviously, Logan Bader, a big key to this this team as well. Talk about what he brought tonight.
I've said a million times, he's just a guy of consistency. He shows up every day to work hard, to lead, and hits the way he plays. He plays with great toughness, and he comes to work every day. And I know I can count him in. You know, count on him moving forward here into the playoffs.
Coach, good luck to you in the playoffs. The Beaver Radio Network will be following along. We'll be making that trip. I think either Schulte is making the trip with you guys.
All right, sounds good.
Well, good luck the rest of the way, and congratulations on a great big weekend here.
All right, thank you a lot.